facing more demand for acute mental health care and a lack of funding for it, Humboldt County Behavioral Health is asking the Board of Supervisors for support. Behavioral health managers described surging need for mental health services amid dwindling revenue and increased costs during a presentation at the February 25th supervisors meeting. A division of the county's Department of Health and Human Services, Behavioral Health administrates acute and crisis care through county facilities like the 16-bed Semper Viron Psychiatric Hospital and through contracts with local service providers. The division had a $64.5 million budget with a $2.7 million deficit in the 2023-2024 fiscal year, and County Mental Health Director Emmy Botchler-Rogers said the deficit has risen to $4.3 million. The cost of some services, such as Semper Virens and the county's Crisis Stabilization Unit, are particularly outpacing revenue. Deputy Mental Health Director Jack Brazil said the cost of long-term care placements, patients who are under county conservatorship, has dramatically risen.
This slide is showing us the exponential increase in those costs since 1819 to 2324. You can see it's a 128% increase. These costs are not reimbursable. There is a type of placement that is, but the vast majority of these, we're not getting any Medi-Cal funding. We're not getting any additional revenue to offset these placement costs. And that's a burden that's completely on behavioral health. What is interesting here is that from 1819 to 2324, the number of conserved clients hasn't risen that drastically. See, just, 20 folks, but the average cost for those placements has more than doubled. And that is generally because the folks that we're seeing now, they're more acute, they're staying in placement longer.
Botchler-Rogers said the county is struggling to meet the rising need for mental health services with a shortage of local service providers. It's a situation that the state's Department of Healthcare Services is paying attention to.
Here locally, we have continued to see increases in acute mental illness and need for services, really just a desperate need by our community to have those needs met. Again, understandably, we don't have enough local providers. We struggle to recruit and retain. We don't have enough funding. We're not generating sufficient revenue. And this leads often to increased scrutiny and expectation by DHCS. If we're struggling with our number of providers, that impacts timeliness to services. Right now, we have DHCS. We're under a corrective action plan with DHCS for timely access to services related to some of these elements. And I want to flag here that the way that we in behavioral health make more money is to have more direct service providers. So if we have vacancies in the people that provide direct services that are able to bill, that impacts substantially our revenue.
Botchler-Rogers said there are unmet care needs and, quote, we are really struggling to keep up with the demand locally. She said behavioral health needs supervisor support in identifying new sources of funding, and if they aren't found, prioritization of services needs to be done. Board Chair Michelle Bushnell offered an idea. She noted that residents of cities like Arcata and Eureka get county care and suggested asking those cities to contribute financially.
Given the deficit that we see, and I'm assuming you're all coming to us because you want us to help solve that, and we need to continue these services, our general fund is not healthy, and we aren't able to help, obviously. I would like for you guys to explore talking with those incorporated areas that also get a base of funding for helping those folks, and just see, because it is not Humboldt County's problem alone. It is every city and every person's problem in Humboldt County. And if there is funding that we're missing through incorporated areas, we need to ask, at least ask. And I do really appreciate this report. I don't know what the answer is, though. We're a status quo budget right now. I think we would look for you to say to us, what can we do? And I'm going to challenge you with that. What can we do? And you know what our budget looks like across the board.
The Social Services Division also has a deficit and Department of Health and Human Services Director Connie Beck told supervisors her department, quote, will be back to do a budget presentation to really speak to all of the recommended changes that we will have based on our budget. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.